With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. An immigration judge ruled yesterday that Columbia University activist Mahmoud Khalil can be deported, but legal hurdles remain. The decision by a judge in Louisiana is an early victory for Secretary of State Marco Rubio, but a broader challenge is still being heard in federal court in Newark. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Khalil is a legal U.S. resident and took part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Columbia campus. He isn't accused of breaking any laws. A judge in Louisiana ruled the government's contention Khalil's presence in the country posed potentially serious foreign policy consequences, established clear and convincing evidence he is removable. Khalil said in court, due process rights and fundamental fairness were not present in the whole process. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is feeling upbeat after completing his annual physical exam. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Following several hours of tests at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the president told reporters aboard Air Force One,
every test you can imagine, was there for a long time, the yearly physical. I think I did well.
The 78-year-old president also said he underwent a cognitive exam. Over the years, Donald Trump has released few details about his health. He said a report from White House doctors should be released this weekend. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The president is betting that Iran is so vulnerable following a tumultuous 18 months in the Middle East that it might finally be ready to abandon its nuclear program. The renewed push to solve one of the most delicate foreign policy issues facing the White House and the Middle East will begin in earnest Saturday. The president says he prefers a diplomatic solution, even as he warns Iran it will face great danger if talks don't go well. He says they can't have a nuclear weapon. This is SRN News. Former presidential candidate and Republican Governor Mike Huckabee is now the new U.S. ambassador to Israel.
The former Arkansas governor has been confirmed to the position on a party line vote in the Senate. Huckabee will be welcomed in Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed his confirmation on social media, saying, quote, "This is a great day for the Israeli-American alliance. I look forward to working with Ambassador Huckabee to make the unbreakable bond between our two nations even stronger." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kim Shin-jo, a prominent ex-North Korean commando who settled in South Korea after his daring mission to assassinate then-Korean President Park Geun-hye in 1968 failed, has died at the age of 82. Kim was captured, pardoned, and later came to Christ, spending the rest of his life as a pastor working for one of South Korea's large evangelical churches. He also made speeches critical of North Korea's communist dictatorship at schools. This is SRN News. Tesla has officially launched this week in Saudi Arabia. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
It's the latest chapter in the company's global expansion, but the Middle East country's extreme heat could pose a challenge for its electric vehicle performance and battery efficiency. Tesla made its long-awaited entry into the Saudi market with the launch of its first showroom and service center in the Saudi capital of Riyadh. That facility will offer models including Model 3, Model Y, and the Tesla Cybertruck. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Stocks jumped in another manic day on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P 500 rose 1.8% after veering between gains and losses. The Dow went from an early loss of nearly 340 points to a gain of 810 before closing with a gain of 619 points. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2.1%. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.